感謝主帶領我們又一次聚會在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you again for leading us in this meeting.
你是按著你的信實來作工的主。
Lord, you work according to your own faithfulness.
並且你一次開手你的工作，你必定將它作完到你自己的目的。
And as you have started your work, in fact, you will in fact finish it.
我們在你面前承受恩典的人，我們要向你低頭敬拜。
And for those of us who have received your grace, we bow and worship.
因为你叫我们看到你的信实是这样传到万代。
We see how your faithfulness indeed endures from generation to generation.
没有任何的人事物可以改变你的定义。
Nothing can change your will.
你越过越叫我们看到一切都是你照着你的旨意去执行。
And we see all along how you have act according to your will.
因此求我们的主将赐予使人智慧启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Lord, we again look to you that you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们可以更清楚地去领会你手中所有的工作。
That we may more clearly understand the work of your hands.
晚上我们再一次这样来聚会的时候。
As this evening we gather to meet before you.
求主吸引我们到你自己的面光的底下。
Lord, we pray you draw us beneath the light of your countenance.
又向我们来解开你旨意的奥秘。
And also open to us the mystery of your will.
巴不得我们的主，你在这些日子里面，你得到更多的人去认识你的自己。
And here you will be able to obtain all the more to know you.
我们敬拜主。
Lord, we worship you.
带领我们今晚再有一点的交通。
Lead us this evening in our sharing.
我们这样祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 感谢主在晚上我们再继续有一些意思要交通的时候。
We thank the Lord that has given us again the opportunity to share.
我们就好深感觉得到越看见神手里面的工作的一步一步的进行的时候。
And as we see God's work getting on step by step,
我们就更加需要主给我们看到祂自己的安排是怎样的定规。
We need to see how the Lord has purposed His arrangements.
又怎样的执行。
And how He executes them.
我估我们先看几处的圣经。
Let us first turn to several places of scriptures.
头一处我们看的是以弗所书第一章。
First, let us turn to Ephesians chapter 1,
第八节
verse 8.
是第八节。这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明、充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己的所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Which he has caused to abound towards us in all wisdom and intelligence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself for the administration of the fullness of times, to head up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens,and the things upon the earth, in him, in whom we all also...
No. 我自己读。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
In whom we have also obtained an inheritance being marked out beforehand according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who have pre-trusted in the Christ.
另外一个地方我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let us also now turn to Philippians chapter 1.
我们由第五节开始。
We'll start our reading from verse 5.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。 我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Because of your fellowship with the gospel from the first day until now, having confidence of this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it until Jesus Christ's day.
然后请弟兄姊妹去睇第以赛亚书。
Now let us now turn to Isaiah.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
第六节开首。
We'll start from verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name is called Wonderful.Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with judgment and with righteousness. From henceforth, even ever, forever, the zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank and praise our God.
在我们读这几处的圣经的里头，
In these several passages which have been read,
我们看到一个非常非常明确的事。
We see something very clearly.
我们见到我们所接触到一切的事物，
All the things that we have come across,
还有我们没有接触到的一切的事物，
Or even the things that we have not,
完完全全是在神的旨意的管理的下面。
Everything has been under the control of the will of God.
而神自己的管理呢，又是按照他在我们用分圣经上面的说话来讲，就话在创世之前他就安排好晒。
And in God's government or control, we use the words of the Bible, how this has been set forth even before the world's foundation.
换一句说话来讲，就是话所有的事都是根据神的旨意来出现。
That is to say that everything has come forth according to the will of God.
虽然有很多的事情在我们看来是非常非常的不容易去做成的。
Although from our viewpoint, there are many things that's very difficult to come about.
譬如好像刚才读的以赛亚书讲及到我们的主要到地上来的事。
And as talking about our Lord in the book of Isaiah, the coming of our Lord to the earth.
他是来做最高的王的。
He is in fact to come as the king.
他要治理他的国是从今时到永远的。
And his kingdom shall be established from here on to forever.
如果我们站在以赛亚那个日子来听神讲这番的说话。
If we were in the days of Isaiah listening to these words,
我们不明白神讲这番说话是什么意思的。
We won't understand what these words actually mean.
就算是如今，我们都未必一定说我们能够领会得到神讲这番说话的是什么意思的。
Even so, maybe even now, we may not fully understand the full meaning of what God is saying.
我们会觉得神讲这番的事情是非常非常的艰难，甚至是完全没有条件可以去做成功的。
Because this is a thing most difficult and there is no precondition for it to be fulfilled.
但感谢神。
However, thank God.
他的说话是用这样的字句来去结束。
How, in fact, his words end with these words.
他说耶和华的热心必定成就这件事。
The zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this.
正如腓立比书里面所提及到的，神在我们心里面动了善工，他就必定去完成这个工。
Just as we read in the book of Philippians, the good work that God has started in you, He will bring it to completion.
今晚我同弟兄姊妹嘅交通唔系去解释呢几段嘅经文。
Tonight, my sharing brothers and sisters is not to explain these passages of scriptures.
而系用着呢几段嘅经文所俾我哋嗰个领会，我哋喺成本圣经嘅里头要去睇，从古到今神作工嘅嗰个法则。
And from these passages to actually understand the principle of God's working.From the ages past right through to now.
叫我们看到在神所定规的那个旨意的里面，不管神遇到多少的挫折，神没有改变到他自己的安排。
And for what God wants to do, no matter how many disruption has come along the way, it hasn't altered God's determination of fulfilling.
好像以弗所书上面所说，神是根据他的旨意来造成这一切。
As Ephesians tells us, God works according to His will.
我们之所以特别来看这件事情，
So we want to look at this especially.
乃是跟着下午我们所交通的信息的方向来引发的。
Following on from sharing this afternoon,
我们一面是看到我们的主，祂会很快会回来。
You see very quickly, our Lord will return.
但是我们就说，主回来做什么？
We say, what will he be coming back for?
点解佢会翻嚟？
Why should he come back?
我哋翻到神嘅话嘅里面咧，我哋就好清楚话。
Coming back to God's word, we can clearly say,
神嘅旨意系咁样安排。
This is how God's will has arranged it.
神嘅旨意既然系咁样安排，就冇任何嘅人事物可以去改变神嘅定规。
If this is God'sdispensation of His will, then no one can change it.
咁因此，我哋就要翻到圣经嘅里面嚟去留意一下神为着佢呢一个旨意喺历史上边神点样作工。
Then we should take note that as far as this will of His is concerned, how God has been working in history.
我哋睇到神喺历史上边点样作工，我哋就睇到神喺今日。在我们所接触的一切的事物的上面，祂是怎样的作工。
If we can see how God works in history, then we can recognize how God works today.
我们看到神作工的法则的时候，
When we see God's principle of working,
我们又看到神自己的坚定和神自己的能力和智慧，
And we see God's determination, His power and also wisdom,
我们就确实地去掌握住神所作的事情必定去完成。
And we can be certain and assured that the things to which God wants to do, He will accomplish.
我们晏昼所特别交通到的一个重点。
This afternoon, we shared on a very central point.
我们说，神在我们身上有一个安排。
We say, God has in fact an arrangement for us.
如果用圣经的说话上面去讲，就是说，神要将我们这班堕落的亚当的后代要去带回去到他的面前，一面叫我们成为儿子，一面叫我们和他的独生子一同去得荣耀。
And for us who are fallen in Adam, how God wants to bring us all back to before Him, on one hand to become His children, on the other hand to obtain glory.
这件事怎样能够做成功呢？
How can God accomplish this?
如果我们不是回到神的作工的历史上面去看，
If we do not go back to look in history at the work of God,
我们就会说这样的事情哪里可能会做得出来的？
We will question as to how this can be.
因为在人这方面对神所摆出来的是不停的背逆。
Because man has been rebellious all along.
而神在人身上面所作的工是不住的要求神有不停止的这样的忍耐。
And all along, this is what God requires, has been patiently waiting for.
我们没办法能够叫我们的愚昧在神的面前停止。
We cannot, through our foolishness, stop God.
我们也好像没办法能够要求神 嘅忍耐係無止息咁樣嚟繼續落去。
And we cannot expect God to be without condition, continue to be patient with us.
但係呢一切都係我哋嘅想像。
But all this is our own thought.
我哋所想像唔得嘅。
What we think is not possible.
神若一樣一樣嘅係按着佢自己嘅定義嚟做出嚟。
And one thing after another, God will then fulfill what He wants according to His will.
所以今晚我就同弟兄姊妹從聖經裏面去睇神點樣開始工作，神點樣繼續嘅工作，神點樣一直做工作到佢嘅旨意嘅完成。
And I want to, from the Bible show my brothers and sisters how God has started His work.And how God is doing His work and will at the end fulfill it.
因此我们就仰望主给我们有足够的信心去找紧住神所给我们的各样的应许。
We really need God to give to us sufficient faith to really lay hold of the promises of God.
不管我们在眼见的环境的里面我们觉得有把握抑或是没有把握。
It doesn't matter whether we have the confidence or not.
我哋有冇把握嗰、那个唔系重要嘅问题。
Whether or not we are confident, is not the most important.
重要嘅问题系神嘅信实可靠唔可靠。
What's most important is that the faithfulness of God, is it reliable?
如果神嘅信实系可靠
,if God's faithfulness is reliable,
当然系越过咗我哋嘅软弱、无知、失败。
Although it's,
去叫神嘅工作作完。
Although it surpasses our, ignorance and, A failure, God is still able to fulfill His word.
但是我们在神的面前，在跟随主的事上面，我们绝对不会失望。
So as we follow on the Lord in His work, we know we will not be disappointed.
因为我们很深的知道。
Because we know deeply.
神的信实不会改变。
God will not, God's faithfulness will not change.
我们的软弱和愚昧不会影响神的工作。
Our weakness and our foolishness will not affect God's work.
我哋晏昼曾经花咗好多时候嚟讲到神造人嘅嗰个安排。
And we've used a lot of time this afternoon, to show us what God's arrangement and administration is.
当神嗰个安排受到伤害嘅时候
，when the administration of God suffers，
弟兄姊妹晓得呢个喺创世记里边嘅记录啦。
We know this has been recorded in Genesis.
亚当同夏娃系拒绝咗神自己嘅嗰个定义。
Adam and Eve rejected God's intention.
结果就引嚟咗好大嘅损害。
And that brought in a great loss.
佢哋本人固然系被赶出咗伊甸园。
Because they were being cast out of the Garden of Eden.
同时去接受一个必定要面对死亡的事实。
And how they have to face a certain death.
当我们看到这个这样的结局的时候我们就会说完了完了。
When we see this is the outcome, then we say, that's it.
亚当还有没有前途呢
?Is there any more prospect for Adam?
换句说话来讲人在神的面前还有没有前途呢
?To put it another way,Will man ever have any prospect?
如果我们从表面的现象上面去看，我们就话冇啦。
From what we could see, we will say none whatsoever.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
在眼见的事物的里面，我们都已经下结论话，我们冇前途啦。
From what we could see, we can conclude that we have no prospect.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神自己的安排叫我们看到。在我们以为没有前途的里面神和我们打开了个前途。
God assures us that when we see there's been no hope whatsoever, God opened a way for us.
所以我们看到创世纪第三章里面神在那个时候所作的一些安排和打算。
And we see in chapter 3 of Genesis how God had made some arrangements.
如果弟兄姊妹你读圣经是读得细心一点的话呢
If you are careful in our reading of the Bible,
你在创世纪第三章已经看到神要叫他的儿子流血来解除我们在神中间的阻隔。
How God has purpose for his son to in fact shed his blood, to in fact do away with our sin.
特别在皮子做衣服的那件事上面神指出了这个问题。
Especially in the thing where God had prepared the skin, to clothe Adam and Eve, this points out this fact.
人用自己的方法要去遮蔽人的愚昧。
Man will use their own means to try to cover up their foolishness.
但是人所有的办法是遮蔽不来的。
However, all the means of man will not do.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
神用他自己的方法来作人的遮蔽。
God will use his own way to cover man.
所以在皮子作衣服那件事上面，
When God used a skin to cover,
虽然从表面的现象上来看，我们不会觉得有什么特别。
And outwardly, we may not think it to be anything special.
但你从神用这样的方法来遮盖人的愚昧呢？
When we see the way that God has used to cover the foolishness of man,
你很清楚已经看到，神是要叫生命去赎取生命的那个工作的原则。
Then you will know that the principle that God is using, in fact, using a life to redeem another.
咁去边处寻找一个可以赎人生命的生命？
Where would he be able to find this life to redeem the life?
在神所做的万物的里头，你找不到。
And God will not be able to find in all his creation.
咁既然喺万物里边找不到，
in all the creation that he will not be able to
find. 人仲有冇前途呢？
Will man still have a way?
感谢主。
You thank the Lord.
在人冇办法嘅时候，
when it's not possible with man,
神嘅办法就显明。
Then God's way is revealed.
在人中间揾唔到代替嘅生命嘅时候，
when in among men there is no way to find a substitute,
神就显明咗，佢要用佢自己独生嘅儿子嚟作呢一个生命嘅赎价。
Then God will show how He has prepared for man this redemption way.
如果我们细致地去读创世纪第三章，
If we read carefully Genesis chapter 3,
你很容易去了解到这一件事。
Very easily you will understand this.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这个是神最开始叫我们看到他要用他自己的方法来遮盖人的愚昧。
He will show us this, in fact, is the way that he will use to cover the foolishness of man.
咁喺神咁样嘅安排嘅里边，
in God's arrangements,
人有冇改变到呢？
Has man changed?
我哋读落去嘅时候，
and as we read on,
我哋发好清楚嘅体会得到，
we find it very careful.
人冇任何嘅改变，
man has not changed in any way.
人喺神面前嘅背逆系越嚟越厉害。
In fact, man's rebelliousness became even more serious.
我哋几乎系可以咁样讲，
we can even more or less say this.
系从个人嘅背逆系转变到成到团体嘅背逆。
From a personal, individual rebellion, to in fact a corporate one.
嗱，除咗喺洪水嗰件事情面，嗰件事上面嚟发表呢个事实之外，
apart from the fact of the flood, which really shows this,
弟兄姊妹好容易地睇到洪水之后嘅人喺神嘅面前同神嘅对抗到一个乜嘢嘅地步。
You can see that after the flood, how men have resisted God to what extent.
人要建造巴别城，
man wanting to build the Tower of Babel.
人要建造巴别塔，又要建造巴别城。
And the man wanted to build the Tower of Babel and also the city of Babel.
为咩事要咁样建造呢？
Why did they want to build this?
我们可以从人当时所发表的意思，你很清楚的体会到。
We see very clearly that what man is up to, and it shows us,
就是要同神对抗。
They in fact want to be against God.
因为人被赶出伊甸园之后，
when man having been cast out of Eden,
不能再见神的面。
They no longer can see God face to face.
洪水是指出了，
and the flood points out,
人根本是没有条件去见神。
That man has got no means of coming to God.
但现在洪水后的人呢，他们自己有一个这样 的野心。
But after the flood, this is the ambition that man has.
神不让我们去见他。
God doesn't want us to see him.
我们用我们的办法去见神。
We will use our means to get
him. 那用什么办法呢？
And what's the way?
当时他们就建造了巴别城和巴别塔。
Then they built the city of Babel and also the tower.
佢哋为咩事去建造嗰个塔呢？
Why were they building the tower？
弟兄姊妹，你读神嘅话，你自己就知道啦。
Friends, sisters, as you read the word of God, you will know.
所以我哋要建造一个塔。
They want to build a tower.
呢个塔顶要通天嘅。
And this tower will go through to the heavens.
咁换个说嚟讲，我哋藉着呢个塔就咁高，起到咁高，咁结果咧，我哋神俾我哋到天上边，我哋自己去到天上边。
And as high as we can get the tower right through to the heavens, as God does not want us to be there, we will get there.
然后我哋建咗个巴别城。
Then we build the city.
为咩事要建造个巴别城呢？
Why build this city?
当时佢哋自己发表嘅意见系咁样讲。
Because at that time they were saying,
神要我哋分散喺全地。
God wants to scatter us throughout the earth.
我哋唔甘心分散喺全地。
We do not want to be scattered.
我哋合埋一齐几开心。
We want rather to be together.
又热闹。
And be happy.
又可以打足球。
We can play football.
在美国那边可以打美国足球。
In America, we can have American football.
或者就不打波的，我们去一起去钓鱼。
And if we are not playing football, we can go fishing together.
如果分散在全地的时候，我们静英英，那有什么意思呢？
If we are all scattered throughout the earth, it seems that we will all be alone.
所以我们不分散。
We do not want to be scattered.
那有什么办法不分散呢？
So what could we do?
他们当时就说，
They then say,
我哋要建造一个城。
We will build a city.
我哋就住喺嗰度。
And we will live there.
我哋唔分散去全地。
We will not be scattered throughout the earth.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到呢啲喺人喺神嘅面前嗰个背影，系一直系摆出一个咁样嘅样，我要同神对抗。
We find that this is the rebelliousness that man has within them, and this is how they show it, that they would resist God.
在人是这样在神面前堕落的时候，
And as man having fallen,
我们没办法不回到最原始的问题。
We can't but go back to the original problem.
这样背逆的人，
Such rebellious people,
在神的面前有路，有没有路可以走呢？
Would there be a way for them?
他们还真的是有没有前途的呢？
Would they have any more prospects?
我们没办法不说，如果他们是这样背逆到底的话，他们一定是没有路的。
If they continue to be rebellious, then there cannot be a way.
他们一定是没有前途的。
There will not be a prospect for them.
事实上面，如果我们看回属灵的历史，
If you look at spiritual history,
我们就晓得在洪水之后，
We know that after the flood,
人就慢慢慢慢到处都成了拜偶像的那个这样的团体。
Find gradually man just turned to worshipping idols all the way through.
特别在那个士拿城，
especially in China.
亦都就是说以后那个巴比伦。
And that is in fact the Babylon that came after.
现在很多人，很多在历史考究上面的人，在古旧的巴比伦里面挖掘出来的那些结果，肯定这个是一个拜偶像的原始的地方。
And those archaeologists that have been digging up the Babylon city of old would confirm the fact that it has been a city of idol worshippers.
如果我们看到这样的事情，我们已经肯定，就再一次肯定话，
And we can certainly say this,
人在神的面前没有前途了。
A man has no future before God.
人落到这样的地步，
When man has fallen to such a state,But we thank God.
你看到神作了一件事。
You see what God has done?
神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
God chose Abraham.
拣选亚伯拉罕做乜嘢？
What did he choose him for?
神同亚伯拉罕说，
And God said to Abraham,
我要叫你成为大国。
I will make you a great nation.
我要叫你的子孙叫万族得福。
And through your descendants will all the nations be blessed.
神在那树开手另外一件事情。
We find that God has started another thing.
一面来看，人没前途了。
On one hand, we see that man has got no future.
人一直是走紧那个灭亡的路。
And they have been continuing on the way of destruction.
但从另外一方面呢？
On the other hand,
你又看见神开手有新的工作。
You see, God has started a new work.
要叫人在绝望的里面看到有希望。
Where there without hope, man is to come to see there is hope.
亚伯拉罕被拣选了出来。
And Abraham having been called out,
从亚伯拉罕的后代的里面，神继续拣选了以撒和雅各。
And through Abraham, God continued to choose Isaac and Jacob.
然后一个以色列的民族就特别被神分别出来。
And the nation of Israel was then separated out by God.
神在以色列人中间就开始做一些工作。
And among the Israelites, God started a work.
藉着他们在埃及做奴隶，神把他们领出来。
And through the times when they were in bondage in Egypt, God delivered them out.
向他们传下律法。
And gave them the law.
告诉他们，神要在他们身上做一个工作。
And say to them, God will do a work in their midst.
要将他们做成一个叫做祭司的国度。
And will make them, in fact, a nation of priesthood.
什么叫祭司的国度呢？
What does it mean, the nation of priests?
祭司的国度就是说，
That is to say,
他整个国家都是祭司。
The whole nation, in fact, is filled with priests.
这个整个国家做祭司的作用在哪里呢？
What is the good of the whole nation being priests?
我们很清楚看到神自己的心意。
We can see very clearly God's own purpose.
他要用着以色列人来做人同神中间的连接的人。
And God wants to use the nation of Israel to be the middle man between other nations and God himself.
讲通俗的这么多。
To put it plainly.
就是要用着以色列人做一个介绍人。
Just as it were to use the Israelites as a go-between.
来将人同神连结起翻上来。
And to bring a man back to God.
所以在以色列人的历史的里面。
And in the history of the Israelites.
丁兄们你很清楚知道神赏赐律法给他们。
You know very clearly how God gave the law to them.
但在赏赐律法之前。
And before the giving of the law.
神叫他们去过一个逾越节。
God asked them to go and celebrate the Passover.
由逾越节呢，就引出咗喺律法嘅里头，其中有一部分系叫做耶和华嘅节期。
And through all this, it brings about the feast of Jehovah.
呢个耶和华嘅节期呢，虽然系只系七个节日
，although the feasts of Jehovah there are seven.
但系我哋好明显睇到呢七个节日。是将神那个对人的挽回的那个计划是透直着这七个节日来发表了出来。
And we can see very clearly, in fact, this seven feast shows us God's way of redemption for man.
特别是开始的时候那个逾越节。
Especially when it starts off with the Passover.
按照情形来讲呢，
From the situation,
我们说逾越节是以色列人的事。
He says the Passover is to do with the Israelites.
以色列人在埃及做奴隶。
They were in fact slaves in Egypt.
他们很不容易来度过他们的生活和他们的年日。
It was difficult for them to live their days.
但神要救他们脱离埃及那个环境。
But God would want to deliver them out of the situation.
要带他们去到神应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那个地方。
And to then take them to the land which God had promised to Abraham, Isaac.
要叫他们在那个地方去承受神的祝福。
And to be, in fact, the recipients of God's blessing there.
然后产生一个功用。
And there to bring about also a
成为列国的祭司。
To become, in fact, a nation of priests.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Francis, we thank God.
当我们看到神的工作一步一步是这样带出来的时候，
When we see God's work a step at a time coming through,
我们特别留意到神的心思是怎样的，要把堕落的人毫无保留的来挽回回来。
We can see God's thoughts for fallen men, how he would, without any reservation, recover and redeem them.
我们可以会说，
We can say,
神叫以色列人守逾越节。
God asked the Israelites to keep the Passover.
如果我们不是以色列人，根本我们没份在这个节的里面。
If you are not an Israelite, then we have no part in it.
神将律法赏赐给以色列人。
The law was given to the Israelites.
而我们又不是以色列人，所以神所赏赐的律法和我们也没关系。
And we are not an Israelite, then it's got nothing to do with this.
但弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
当我们细心读主的话的时候，
If you read the word of God,
你非常清楚的发觉，
then you will be very clear.
我哋嘅想法唔系神嘅想法。
Our thoughts are not God's thoughts.
我哋嘅想法同神嘅想法系啱啱系调翻转。
That how contrary our thoughts are to that of God.
唔单止我哋嘅想法系同神嘅想法调翻转。
Not only is our thought contrary to His.
连承受律法嘅以色列人，佢哋都系落咁嘅结论。
And even the Israelites who have received the law, they also have fallen into the same
trap. 直到如今，你睇到猶太人係對非猶太人，佢哋係有一定嘅距離，有個間隔喺度。
And you see for how the Jews have put themselves, there's something as it were in between them and other nations.
佢哋認定神將律法俾我哋，就係叫我哋咁樣做。
Says God has given us the law and requires to do this.
神係悦納我哋呢班人。
God accepts us.
神唔理会我哋以外嘅其他嘅人。
And God has no care for any other.
但正如刚才我特别所提到。
And for what I've already.
如果我哋细细去留意嘅话。
If we take note carefully.
我哋发现我哋全部错晒。
We see how we have all been wrong.
从逾越节上面去睇。
From the time of Passover.
我哋明显睇见逾越节唔系单单为以色列嘅。
We will see that the Passover wasn't merely for the Israelites.
逾越节主要是为以色列，那个是因为神的工作的那个阶段的关系。
And it's especially for the Israelites because of God's work at that very stage.
因为神要先拣选以色列来作一个特别的民族，来去表达神的意思。
Because God wants to choose the Israelites as a special people.To indeed portray God's purpose.
所以以色列人是首先在神的面前蒙纪念的。
So, in fact, the Jews have been remembered by God.
但是他们首先在神面前蒙纪念，不等于说否决了我们其他的人是没有资格被神纪念。
Because they've been remembered by God first, that doesn't exclude all of us who are not Israelites.
相反的。
On the contrary.
神给我们看到。
God shows us.
虽然神当时主要纪念的是以色列人，因为神要用着他们。
Although God remembers especially the Israelites because God wanted to use them.
但是神所纪念的呢是所有的人。
But what God remembers is all, everyone.
所以你看到都以色列人去守逾越节的这件事上面。
So when you see the Israelites when they were observing the Passover,
摩西曾经到神的面前去求问。
Moses came before God and asked,
如果有外面的人，那些不是以色列人，他们要守逾越节，我们给不给他守？
For those who are not Israelites and they want to observe the Passover, should we let them?
神说给。
God says yes.
他们有这样的心思，你就要 给他。
If they have such a thought, then you should.
那你怎么知道他们有这样的心思呢？
How do you know they have such thoughts?
神话，我的外邦人如果要守逾越节呢，他就先要好像你们以色列人一样咁去受割礼。
And God says that if any Gentiles wants to observe the Passover, then they will have to be like you. They have to go through circumcision.
用属灵嘅话嚟讲就系话。
And to say this spiritually,
他们要藉着割礼来承认我们是归入去亚伯拉罕。
And through circumcision, they become, as it were, a part of Abraham.
既然他们是归入亚伯拉罕，
and if they are to be in Abraham,
这样亚伯拉罕怎样蒙纪念？ How was, 他们也都在神的面前怎样蒙纪念？
Then how Abraham was being remembered, God will also remember them.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
不单止在逾越节的条例上面，神叫我们看到他所悦纳的是全部的人。
Not only in the Passover that we see, God accepts all persons.
在神给以色列人的律法的里面呢，我们同样是看到神没有将外邦人说是分别了出去。
And even in the law, we find that God has not excluded the Gentiles.
所以你看到在律法里面的条文。
You see,The ordinances or statutes in the law.
好多好多嘅地方系讲到以色列嘅百姓同埋住喺你哋中间嘅外人。
And then it talks about the Israelites and in fact the sojourners among them.
我哋读圣经嘅时候咧，有时就会有意无意嘅去忽略咗呢个点。
So often as we read the Bible, whether consciously or unconsciously, we neglect this point.
我哋只系睇到 神纪念以色列人。
We only see that God remembers Israelites.
以色列人又亦系咁样承认话，只有我哋系神嘅选民。
And the Israelites will claim that we are the people of God.
但系当我哋翻到神嘅话里面去嘅时候
，When we go back to the Word of God，
你会睇见神对以色列以外嘅人嘅纪念。并冇减少到。
You find that God has not in any way reduced His thoughts for those who are not Israelites.
神冇话外邦人全部要将佢哋赶走晒。
God did not say that He will cast out all Gentiles.
相反嘅话，住喺你哋中间嘅外人。
On the contrary, He mentioned especially the sojourners among you.
佢哋都系要永远去遵守呢个条例。
They are also to observe these ordinances.
換句說話來講,
In other words,
律法不單只是為了以色列人,
that the law wasn't just for the Israelites,
也是為了所有的人,
but for all men.
這個是特別在神在舊約裡面的時候所叫我們體會到的祂的所作的功。
In fact, this is what God wants us to see in His work during the Old Testament.
好了,我們越過了這個大的事情,
as we in fact, come across all this great matters.
我们要很具体的来去看。
And we want to look at this more closely.
神怎样实际的去作成他这个功呢?
How did God bring about His work?
我们记得神选以色列人做祭司的国度。
We know that God had chosen the Israelites to be a nation.
以色列人要显明祭司的国度的功用的时候，
And for the Israelites to really show and manifest the function,
以色列人必须要活出祭司的那个实际。
Then the Israelites have really to live out the reality of being priests.
讲清楚的咁多就系话
，To put it more clearly,
佢哋必须要好清楚嘅活出佢哋同神嗰个关系系非常非常嘅正常。
They have to live out the relationship that they have with God.How normal it is.
如果他们在神的面前都活得不正常，
If they cannot live out this relationship,
那你怎么叫以色列人去做祭司的国度呢？
How can the Israelites become a nation?
他们怎么样可以是发表那个祭司的功用呢？
How would they manifest the function of the priest?
是没有条件这样做的。
Then they would not have any,
我们就回到去历史上面去看了。
Coming back to history,
但只要你能够睇到以色列人，包括犹大
，and we see the Israelites including Judah，
佢哋喺神嘅面前同神嘅关系对唔对呢
？Their relationship with God has it been right？
非常嘅唔对
，definitely not。
尤其是北边嘅以色列
，especially the northern kingdom。
所以好早以色列神就放弃咗佢哋。
So right from the very beginning, how God had to give them.
佢哋容许亚述系将以色列人掳掠走咗。
And how God allowed the Assyrians to take Israel into captivity.
剩翻落犹大。
And then what's left was.
好似继续维持住神同大卫所立嘅约嘅内容。
It seems that God still keep the covenant that He made with David.
但系结果等之你睇到犹大系好唔争气。
But you can also see how Judah was in the wrong.
我们可以看到犹大的历史是一路的走去荒凉。
You see how in the history, Judah keeps going the wrong way.
本来有一个在神面前很蒙福的国家。
In fact, they were really blessed before.
结果就成了到处是被人欺负的国家。
They in fact came to a point where they are being oppressed by many other nations.
到了最拉美的神话。
And then finally, God has to say,
你们都是被掳被分散了出去的时候是最合适的。
It's probably best for you to be scattered and to be taken into captivity.
结果犹大就被掳到去巴比伦了。
So, the outcome was they were being taken into captivity by Babylon.
犹大就正式亡国一路亡到1948年了。亡国。
Oh, they were without, as it were, a kingdom for 100 and
until 1948. 那弟兄姊妹，你留意到呢段咁长嘅时间
？We know that for such length of time,
犹大完全冇晒希望。
that Judah has got no.
因为佢哋连自己嘅国家都唔成国家。
Because they have no nation whatsoever.
佢哋点样可以再做呢个祭司嘅国度呢
？How can they be this nation of priests？
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
人可以堕落退后
，man may fall and backslide。
但人嘅堕落同退后并冇改变到神起初嘅安排。
Man may have fallen and backslidden, but God hasn't changed God's
mind. 我哋从圣经里面好清楚睇到。
From the Bible, we can see clearly.
神拣选某一啲人。
God having chosen some people.
如果呢一部分嘅人，佢哋系跟随神自己嘅心意。
And if these people were following after God's own will.
神就用着佢哋去发表神自己嘅祝福。
God will in fact reveal God's own blessing.
但如果那班人不跟随神主的心意呢?
But if these people are not falling after God,
主自己也会暂时将他们放弃。
And God will for the time being give them up.
神另外兴起人来。
God will raise up other people.
神是继续做他所要做的工作。
And will still continue the work that he wants to do.
但等于会提到这一点的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as I mentioned this,
不能不同大家特别提到一件事情。
I need to say this to you.
有时我哋睇到神放弃一个民族嘅时候
，When we see God giving up a nation,
哎呀，好似神好严厉。
It seems God has been very severe.
好似呢位神系好厉害嘅。
And he's really, in fact, very hard.
你唔可以得罪佢噶。
You cannot offend him.
你得罪佢嘅时候，你就唔得掂噶啦。
The moment you offend him, that's the end.
因为我哋睇。旧约嘅历史里面，好容易俾我哋有呢个咁样嘅结果嘅。
Because this is the conclusion that we come to when we read the Old Testament.
但系神系咪真系咁样嘅一位神呢
？But is God such a God?
神唔系咁样嘅。
Not so.
但系个问题就系话
，But the
神既然唔系咁样，点解对佢所特别拣选嘅民族，神对佢哋嘅处理得咁严厉呢？
If God is not like this, then how come the people whom He had chosen, elected,
弟兄姊妹，我哋嘅神系承担咗人好多好多嘅误会。
Fine, God has been very much misunderstood.
好多人以为话神好厉害噶。
Everyone says God is indeed very severe.
你唔可以得罪佢噶。
You cannot offend Him.
你得罪佢哋就唔得掂噶。
The moment you offend Him, that's the end.
因为呢一位神系恶到不得了噶。
God is indeed rather fierce.
弟兄姊妹。我哋承认喺我哋未曾知道神喺同人中间嘅关系之前，我哋都好容易落到咁样嘅结果嘅。
Before we come really to know of God's dealing with man, this is also what we think of God.
但弟兄姊妹，你不能不注意一件事情。
Francisus, you cannot but take note.
当神选召以色列人嘅时候
，When God called the Israelites,
神同以色列人系立过约嘅。
God, in fact, set up a covenant with them.
在立约的事情上面,
in this matter of his covenant,
神就将神拣选他们的目的是告诉他们。
God, in fact, said to them the purpose of his choosing them.
然后就告诉他们,
and then said to them,
你们好好地照着我那个安排心思来跟随，你们就能够发表那个祭司国度的功用。
If you indeed keep all that I've commanded you, then you'll be able to reveal yourself as the nation of priests.
但是如果你们不照着这个立约的事情来执行的时候
，But if you do not obey my commandments，
你们破坏那个约的时候
，And if you break my covenant，
那你们又要承担翻破坏那个约的结果的。
Then you have to, in fact, suffer the consequence of breaking my covenant.
弟兄姊妹，在这件事情上面，我们应该很容易了解。
In this matter, we can understand clearly.
譬如说，你现在在英国，你要去想买间屋了。
And if, for example, in England, you want to buy a house,
那你怎样去买间屋呢？
How would you go about it?
通常习惯上面，你就找到个中间人咯。
So very often you find, in fact,
揾到嗰啲經紀人咯
，or the agents。
咁佢就帶你去睇，睇到你中意啦，咁你就去談判咯。
And then they take you to see those houses until you see one you like, and then
談判咗之後，你就簽咗一個初期嘅約咯。
And then when you agree to it, you sign the contract。
然後就落咗一定嘅訂銀咯。
And then you put down a down payment。
咁就讲咗啦， 如果事情是继续执行的时候呢，就要几时几时的完成。
And then it will go on that if this is to be fulfilled, then as to when things need to be accomplished.
如果由于其中一部分特殊的原因不能够执行的话呢，
if you cannot complete it for any reason,
那个造成不能够执行的那一方面，他就要赔偿对方的一个损失。
And the one who has broken the contract will have to pay out.
但是这是一个很一般的很普通的那个这样的买卖的常识来的。
This is a very common way of trading.
你立了约你就要遵守那个约。
When you sign the contract, you have to keep it.
你不遵守那个约你就要承担立约那个结果。
If you don't keep the contract, if you break the contract, then you have to suffer the consequences.
私人中间的人和人的关系是这样。
And private matters and businesses like this.
国家和国家之间也都同样是这样。
And in fact, contracts between countries also the same.
那等之后我们了解到这件事。
And we can understand this.
好了。我哋翻到以色列人嘅历史上面去注意。
Coming back to the history of the Israelites，
当以色列人喺神嘅面前唔按照佢哋立约嘅话嚟行嘅时候
，When the Israelites do not walk according to the covenant，
神按住佢立约嘅嗰个规矩嚟执行嗰、那个处置嘅时候
，When God gives the execution of his covenant and to fulfill.
我们有没有理由说神太厉害了？
Would we say that God is being too severe?
神并没有厉害到。
God isn't being severe.
神所作的就是你立约的时候所应承了的那个结果嘛。
What God is doing is all that has been agreed when the covenant was set up.
你在立约之前大家很明白那个约的内容嘛。
And before the agreement or the covenant, everyone is clear about it.
等一下，你记得以色列人在神的面前对神和神立约那件事，他们是怎样表达的他们的那个领会呢？
How did they in fact express the understanding the Israelites when the
covenant was set up? 以色列人个个都在那里拍心口。
The Israelites were beating the breast.
无论神吩咐我们什么事，我们绝对遵行。
Since whatever God requires of us, we will fulfill.
这是他们在神的面前所表达的。
This was how they were showing themselves.
神啊，你想要我们有什么要求，你就讲啦。
This whatever God you require of us, tell us.
你讲得出来，我们就答应得来。
Whatever you say, we will agree.
这个就是以色列人当时在神面前的情形。
This was what it was like, the Israelites before God.
等到后来他们跟不到他们所答应的事的时候。
When they were not able to fulfill what they have said.
人家就说哇我神很厉害的。
Then they suddenly say, oh, God is so severe.
弟兄姊妹的神不是那么厉害。
Brothers and sisters, God is not that severe.
神只不过是执行他自己的要尽的那个责任。
God is just carrying out what he needs to do as far as the covenant is concerned.
说话就任你讲了。
It doesn't matter what you say.
你有什么证明到神不是这样？
What proof have you got that God is not like this?
现在我们就看到神所作的功。
Now we can see the work that God does.
按照神同埋以色列人立约嘅事情，以色列人冇路噶啦。
You find according to the covenant that God had set up, the Israelites were no way. They would have been finished for that.
祭司嘅国度呢件事情系唔可能再有机会噶啦。
There's no longer any way for them as the nation of priests.
但弟兄姊妹，你特别注意。
Francis, pay attention.
尽管以色列系落到一个咁样嘅地步
，even though the Israelites had fallen to
such a
state. Even though Judah had fallen to such a state.
神有没有放弃了他们?
Has God forsaken them?
神没有放弃他们。
God has not.
神继续很忍耐的来用其他的方法来要将他们带回来。
God has used other means to try to lead them back.
一路要将他们带回去到 神起初从佢哋立约嗰个目的
，leading them back to the very first purpose of His setting up the covenant with them。
我估我哋弟兄姊妹，你喺读圣经嘅时候咧，会比较上面系少留意到小先知上面嘅一啲嘅信息。
I suspect that in reading the Bible, you do not pay too much attention to the messages in the minor prophets.
我话系一般性咁样嚟讲，我哋好似读到小先知嘅事情嘅时候咧，我哋都觉得，咦，烦死啦！嗰啲文字又烦，内容又烦。
When you come to the minor prophets, it seems the content and what is said there is so boring.
我哋冇乜心机读落去。
And we have no interest.
就算有心机读落去，都系求求其其咁叫做啊，叫做读过圣经。
And even though we may spend a time, it seems that we will go through it casually.
但弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果你真系会读小先知。
If you really read up the
minor prophets, 你会发现神嘅嗰个怜悯同埋恩慈系远远超过我哋所想象。
And you will suddenly discover the mercy and grace that God is towards us is way beyond your imagination.
弟兄姊妹，我特别问你一个问题。
If I were to ask you a question.
我相信约拿书是小先知书里面呢很多人都比较欢喜读的。
I suppose, the book of Jonah, among the minor prophets would be a favorite, book to read.
因为约拿书讲一个故事呢就好像是一个挺得意。
Because the story of Jonah seems rather interesting.
所以我们对约拿书呢就会熟悉这么多。
So we become more familiar with the book of Jonah.
但我如果要问
If I were to ask,
你读完约拿书之后，你有咩特别嘅感觉
？After reading the book of Jonah, what do you feel？
弟兄姊妹，呢个好似就叫我哋觉得有啲艰难。
Perhaps this may give us some difficulty。
哦，你话约拿书梗系紧要啦。
Says, the book of Jonah, of course, is important。
因为佢三日三夜喺鱼肚嘅里面，主耶稣系用着嗰件事情嚟去预表到。主耶稣基督从死里复活的嘛
，because he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights, and the Lord used this very example to talk about his death and resurrection.
当然嗰件事系好重要
，of course that is important.
但系约拿书系咪只系得讲嗰件事咧
？But is the book of Jonah just solely talking about that?
弟兄姊妹，一个系非常重要嘅事情。
One thing that is really important.
如果你读约拿书。你读唔出神嘅性情嘅话呢
？If you read the book of Jonah and you can't find out God's character，
你仲未曾知道约拿书讲乜嘢
？Then you still do not know what the book of Jonah is talking。
如果你读约拿书
，If you read the book of Jonah，
你睇唔到人嘅性情嘅嗰个堕落到一个乜嘢嘅地步嘅话
，You can't see how man has fallen to what state。
咁我哋对约拿书嘅信息仲系掌握唔到几多
？Then the message of Jonah we have not really grasped。
丁之后我们感谢赞美我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our God.
当你真实地去读到约拿书的时候
When you really,
你会发现人的愚昧在神的面前。去到哪处
You can see to
what 就有到哪处
You see to what extent man's foolishness really is before God.
你说这样的人神要他们来做什么
He says, if man is like this, why would God bother to have
him? 但稀奇的时候
But this is indeed amazing.
神话我唔放弃佢哋。
God says I will not give them up.
我要挽回佢哋。
I will in fact recover them.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
特别你留意到神喺对付约拿嘅心思嘅时候
，when you see how God dealt with the thought of Jonah，
神特别讲咗一件事情。
He especially
喺尼尼微城嘅里头
，he says in the city of Nineveh，
唔识分辨左右手嘅人有成十二万几人。
There's all the 20,000 of those who cannot distinguish.
仲有好多嘅牲畜
，and also a great deal of cattle.
我点能够唔爱惜佢哋
？How can I not love them？
弟兄姊妹，你留意到
，Brothers and sisters，
你如果站喺一个以色列人嘅立场上面嚟讲
，and if you were to be an Israelite，
外邦人死晒佢有乜咁嘅大件事
？The Gentiles, if they were to die, what it doesn't matter.
嗰个系以色列人嘅想法。
This is the thoughts of the Israelites.
但神唔系咁想。
But this is not the thought of God.
人以为嗰啲系应该死透嘅。
And people think that they deserve to die.
神话我要俾机会佢哋。
But God says that I will give them a chance.
真知会呢个约拿书
？This is the book of Jonah.
当时约拿书里面是讲及到神的儿子那个死而复活的经历。
Of course, the book of Jonah also shows us the experience of the Son of God. 这件事当然是大事。
这件事当然是大事。
Of course, this is indeed a great matter.
因为神在那个地方向人解说到将来他要给人的挽回和拯救是用一个什么的方法。
Because it shows the man, in fact, what way he will be using to recover man.
但是我们不能不问的。
But we can't but ask.
神为什么要去放弃要放下他自己的儿子。
Why would God, in fact, not spare his son?
而且是独生子。
In fact, his only begotten son.
你要留意到神肯放弃他的独生子，那个原因是大件事。
In fact, how great this matter is that God would give up his son.
你看到神的心思是将所有的人完全包起上来。
You find that this is the thought of God towards all men.
但是在小先知书的里面不仅只是约拿书。
In the book of Jonah, not, in the book of the minor prophets, not only the book of Jonah.
如果我们读尼迦书的时候
，if you read Micah，
你会读到一件事情
，you will find out this。
犹大当时已经是堕落到冇办法能够继续向前去移动嘅啦。
The state of Judah was in fact no way of actually progressing.
我哋都会指住犹大对神话：神啊，你唔放弃佢，你就傻啦。
And we can perhaps say God to God that if you're not forsake them, how foolish it will be.
但神话傻的不是我。
But God is saying that I'm not the foolish one.
傻的是你们这帮不认识神的人。
You are the one who is foolish, not knowing God.
神话无论他们堕落到一个怎样的地步。
No matter what, how fallen they are, being,
我对他们的管教管教到一个几深的程度。
And my, in fact, disciplining of them.
但是我没有放弃他们。
I will not, forsake them.
到有一日我要做一件事。
And one day, I will do this work.
做一件什么事呢？
What work is this?
神的儿子要来。
The Son of God will come.
在旧约的里面讲到神的儿子要来。
And in the Old Testament,
在尼迦书
的
里面
the Son of God,
就是很清楚指出来。
And in the book of Isaiah, in fact, it points to out, to it.
当然在以赛亚书里面当然是指出来，但我现在是讲小先知。
But although the book of Isaiah tells us,But I'm talking about the minor prophets.
他讲得很具体。
In fact, it speaks very clearly.
将来神兴起那个拯救的人，他在哪个地方来？
Where God would in fact raise up a deliverer.
在尼迦书里面都指得出来。
And how this tells us in the book of Micah.
所以弟兄姊妹，你记得希律王要杀主耶稣的时候。
When if you remember how King Herod wanted to kill the Lord Jesus.
他问那群法利赛人
He asked the Pharisees,
基督降生在哪个地方啊？
Where would the Christ be born?
我怎么知道？
How would I know?
但不是喎，那群法利赛人很快就答了出来喎。
That's not so. The Pharisees were able to answer very quickly.
他怎么知道？
How did they know?
尼迦书上面讲过了。
Because the book of Micah reveals to them,
他说伯利恒的诸城啊，你虽然在犹大当中是很小的。He
says that city of Bethlehem, although you are in fact a very small city in Judah.
但是将来有个君王要在这个地出来。
But a king will come from you.
他要怎做怎做怎做。
And this is what he will do.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢赞美我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our God.
在犹大已经落到很荒凉的这样的地步的时候，
When the state of Judah has fallen to such a state,
神仍然在那个说讲出了叫他们有指望的事。
God still tells them of, in fact, this thing that is of hope.
不单尼迦书是这样，
Not only the book of Micah,
你再读到约珥书的时候呢？
Joel?
你就更加睇到神喺嗰个地方里面唔单止係讲出咗神嘅儿子要嚟。
Not only, does it tells us that the Son of God will come.
佢係讲到圣灵要嚟。
But the coming of the Holy Spirit.
讲到圣灵要浇灌喺人嘅中间。
How the Holy Spirit will be, in fact, poured out.
特别係喺 以色列人嘅当中
，especially among the
要叫佢哋完全嘅归向神
，that they were all in fact，
然后呢
God, ，then
就带去带进国度
，then it will in fact lead，
然后呢更遥远的更多就引到去新天新地
，and then if we look further， it will lead on to
系神嘅旨意嘅完全嘅完成
，that is the accomplishment of God's will。
弟兄就问姊妹啊
，brothers and sisters，
我点解特别？今晚是提呢啲咁样嘅事情呢
？Why do I mention all this？
你不入住做刚才我所提嘅呢啲事情，系几千年里面嘅事。
All these things I've mentioned had happened thousands of years ago。
喺过去嗰几千年嘅里面，神系咁样一点一滴嘅嚟作工。
And through this thousands of years, God has been working
all along。神作工一直系围绕住一个中心。
And as God works, He works according to one center.
神唔放弃佢嘅计划。
God has not given up His.
神唔放弃佢嘅所拣选嘅百姓。
Or those whom He has chosen.
神要用佢自己嘅方法嚟将人走到绝境嘅绝路嘅时候，神点样将佢哋挽回
？When man has come to a point where it seems there's no return.God would in fact redeem
us. 我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
如果我哋从神从前喺旧约里面所发表嘅事情，一路按住次序咁样睇到落嚟
，If you see how in the Old Testament things have been progressing all along，
你会睇到我哋今日喺神嘅面前蒙恩，唔系一件简单嘅事。
You'll see that how we have been shown grace before God. This is not a simple thing.
神用咗几千年嘅时间喺嗰处预备呢个荣耀嘅事实。
And how God has used these thousands of years to prepare this glorious thing for us.
我哋一路留意到喺新约里面神嘅儿子嚟到嘅时候。
And we see how when the Son of God appears,
佢所经历各种各样嘅事情都系喺神喺旧约里面预先宣告咗嘅。
All that he had to go through, in fact, had beenAlready announced in the Old Testament.
唔系偶然咁发生嘅咁嘅事。
This is not just something that happened by accident.
唔系话咁啱碰到，哦，佢做到嗰件事。
Or that just by coincidence he had come to do this. Not so.
系神嘅计划里边系咁样安排。
That in God's will, this is what he has.
神做咁样嘅安排为咗乜嘢
？And in his plan, what is it for?
当然系为咗佢自己一个永远嘅旨意。
Of course, it is for his glorious will.
但系你冇办法否认。是为着要叫照着他的形象被造的人可以被神挽回回来回到神起初的目的。
But you cannot but say that those who have been created in his image who had fallen, God is wanting to recover them to his original
image. 好了当整照你能够在从属灵的历史的上面找到这几个焦点的问题的时候
And you can see these very important points in the spirit.
你好清楚睇到神嘅事情系要点，系会点样进行。
You can see how God progress His work.
一路到我哋而家呢个时候
，all along until it comes to our time.
我哋亦好清楚嘅睇到。
We can see clearly
喺旧约嘅先知书嘅里头，老早就已经叫我哋睇到以色列人尽管系唔合神嘅心意，但系神有佢自己嘅方法。去调转以色列人嘅脚步。
And although we see in the Old Testament that how the Israelites may have failed God's purpose, yet God has a means to recover what He wants to do.
神要喺外邦人嘅中间嚟显明佢自己嘅工作。
And how God will reveal His own work in the midst of
Gentiles. 嚟引动以色列人喺神嘅面前要悔改归向神。
And then also to move the Israelites.To repent and return to God.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我哋啱先读以弗所书嘅时候，等之后你留意嗰个次序。
Just now, as we read Ephesians, take note of the order.
讲到神起初嘅旨意就话，神要按着时间到嘅时候，叫一切被造嘅都喺基督里面同归于一。
Says according to God's purpose in His administration.He will head up in the fullness of times to head up all things in Christ.
神点样去做成呢件事呢
？How does God fulfill this?
下文就讲到啦。
And the following verses say,
神就喺我哋呢啲首先喺基督里面有指望嘅人嘅身上边嚟先作工。
How He will first start His work in us who have pre-trusted in the Christ.
就喺我哋今日呢班称为神嘅儿女嘅呢班人身上边，神先作工。
So those of us who are called the children of God, God first works in us.
啊，作成一个一个咩嘅工作呢
？What sort of work？
要帮我哋作成一个基督嘅身体。
That we become, in fact, the body of Christ.
要叫我哋成为基督嘅身体。
That we should be the body of Christ.
啊，用通俗嘅话嚟讲，就嗰个系神嘅教会。
That is to say, the Church of God.
啊，神喺如今呢个阶段里边，一直一直。是将他的心思去那处建造他自己的教会。
And God all along shows us in his thoughts that he is wanting to build the church.
但神建造教会的目的在哪处呢
?What's the purpose of the church?
是要叫将万有同在基督里面同归于一这件事带到完成。
It is to bring about everything to be headed up in Christ.
而万有在基督里面同归于一的那个根据又是什么呢
And what is the basis of everything being headed up in Christ?
是以色列人那个祭司的国度的这个安排。
This is the administration that God has for the nation of Israel.
顶之后如果当我们回到神的话里面去留意的时候。
Coming back to the word of God and we take note.
你留意你会看到一些这么严重的事。
You'll see what a serious important
thing. 我很简略地将它点出来给顶之后你放在心思里面你自己去找去寻找。
I want to just point it out briefly to you. You just put in your thoughts and look at
it. 当人都堕落到冇晒盼望嘅时候。
Man having fallen and without hope.
连以色列人都堕落到冇盼望嘅时候。
And when the Israelites had failed and without hope.
神用佢自己救赎嘅恩典嚟预备咗神嘅教会。
And God used his salvation, the grace of his salvation, to in fact, build the church.
叫佢哋成为基督嘅身体。
For them to be the body of Christ.
咁为咩事要成为基督嘅身体呢
？Why for this body of Christ？
神要得到一班人系真真实实嘅，系活喺基督嘅里边。
God really wants this group of people to truly
believe in Christ。然后将基督嘅权柄带出嚟
，and then to bring forth the authority of。
由于呢个咁样嘅结果
，and throughout this，
以色列人得到挽回
，the Israelites will be recovered。
当以色列人得到挽回回来之后呢
？When they are recovered，
我哋话嗰个即系话将来主回来嘅时候喺地上要建立国度。
Then we say that when the Lord returns, this is the time when He will establish His kingdom。
等国度建立起上嚟嘅时候，即系话天国显明出嚟嘅时候。
When the kingdom is established and when the heavenly kingdom is manifested，
一切要归到去基督嘅里边呢，系进一咗，系又进咗一步啦。
All that is to be headed up in Christ has progressed a one.
喺嗰个时候
，and at that time，
犹太人要显出嗰个祭司嘅国度嘅作用，嚟将列国嘅人带翻到神嘅面前。
And the function of the Israelites to become a nation of priests will in fact lead the nations back to God.
呢个系天国嘅时候嘅事。
This is the time of the kingdom.
我哋话系国度嘅时候嘅事。
Or the age of the kingdom.
但是国度的时候完结的时候
When the age of the kingdom,
我们留意到
we take note,
是要将那个新天新地带来
It is to usher in the new
heaven and earth 当新天新地带出来的时候
When new heaven and earth comes
弟兄姊妹你看到一件事
Then you can see
不单止是人和神的关系是调整好
Not only has the relationship been set right between God and man
所有一切被造的物都在基督的里面同归于一
And everything that God had created will also become one in Him.
因此我们透过历史那个事情去看的时候我们得一个什么的结论
And if we look through all this in history, what conclusion can we make?
以色列人走迷了
Israelites have lost their way.
神用恩典兴起了教会
God through His grace have raised up the church.
教会就是将以色列人重新带回去他的正道正常的位置
，and the church will then lead the Israelites back to God。
啊，换句说话来讲
，and to put in
神要用着教会嚟带国度嚟到
，and God will use the church to lead in or usher in the
喺国度嘅时候系以色列嘅复兴
，and during the period of the kingdom, the Israelites will in fact be recovered。
但系国度都系一段嘅时间
，but that would sometime will
嗰个唔系神最后嘅目的。
It was not the final,
神最后嘅目的系新天新地。
His final purpose is in the new heaven and earth.
咁但喺国度呢段嘅时间
，during the time of the kingdom,
神将一切同新天新地冇乜干冇乜相干嘅事物嚟清理干净。
And anything that is to do that's not has anything nothing to do with God, God will do away with.
咁新天新地就嚟到。
And then new heaven and earth will come.
我哋感謝神。
We thank God.
我哋點樣話呢
？What can we say？
係教會將國度帶入嚟。
We say that the church brings in the kingdom.
然後國度係將新天新地帶入嚟。
And then the kingdom will bring in the new heaven and earth.
但呢整件嘅事情係好大嘅事。
All this, in fact, is great.
咁神點樣嚟做成呢？
How would God accomplish this?
感謝讚美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
神嘅話俾我哋睇到。
God's word.
耶和華嘅熱心必定成就呢件事。
The zeal of Jehovah shall perform this.
咁耶和華嘅熱心係點樣去成就呢件事呢
？How will the zeal of Jehovah accomplish this?
係藉著稱為基督嘅身體嘅教會嚟帶入呢件事情嘅完成。
It is through the church, the body of Christ.God will bring about this.
我哋感謝讚美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
當我哋睇到我哋嘅主好快要翻嚟嘅時候
，When we see the Lord will soon return，
我哋就留意到啦。
We in fact notice
點解我哋嘅主咁長久嘅時間都唔翻嚟，而喺人嘅感覺上面以為主係遲延咗呢
？And we wonder why is it that the Lord had taken such a long time to come？And how in man's thoughts that he is delaying.
我哋讲得好严重的咁多就系话
，If we put this in serious
神系特别向教会提出一个咁样嘅说明。
In fact, God is especially saying this to the church.
要好好地去预备等候去见主。
We have to take time and do well in preparing ourselves in waiting for him.
叫教会能够在主得着荣耀彰显的时候教会是同主一同显现在荣耀里面。
So that when the time comes for the Lord to be revealed in glory, then the church will also be revealed in glory with him.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
因此我这次特别同弟兄姊妹在这一方面里面去提及到主所安排的事情。
And in this matter of telling brothers and sisters what God has been doing in terms of His plan,
我哋巴不得主喺呢啲日子嘅里边救我哋脱离最末后呢个世代，唔理好嘅坏嘅事物对我哋所产生嘅影响。
That we will not want to be affected in any way, whether things seem to be good or bad.
一切嘅事物如果影响到我哋对主。那个心思
that not, if anything were to affect our thoughts to God, with God,
我们都要求主怜悯我们。
We really need God to have mercy on us.
我们说主啊，你既然不放弃你自己的教会
and we say that God, since you will not forsake the church,
你也不放弃你按着你的形象被造的人
and you will not give upThose whom you have created according to your own image.
求主就叫我哋呢班喺基督里面首先有盼望嘅人，懂得去爱惜自己。
And for those of us who have professed in Christ, then at least we need to understand.
要叫我哋更多嘅脱离自己，嚟让出我哋嗰个地位俾主自己嚟充满。
That we come away from ourselves and allow the Lord Himself.To fill us.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our God.
我今晚我就同弟兄姊妹从圣经嘅历史里面，或者话从属灵嘅历史嘅里面去留意到神作工嘅嗰条路线。
And it's through perhaps what's happened in the history or spiritual history to allow brothers and sisters to actually know the way of God's working.
我哋盼望能够从一啲好枯燥嘅历史嘅事情嘅里面，你睇到神作工嘅手。
That through history we can see very clearly God's hand and His work。
以致到我哋喺主嘅面前话，我哋肯定一个心意话，主，我哋拣选你。
So that in our heart we will in fact say to Him that we will choose Him。
如果主冇阻碍嘅话
，If God, if the Lord doesn't stop us，
听日我准备同弟兄姊妹交通教会比提嘅事。
Then I will share with brothers and sisters of the church being caught up.
求主俾我哋知道我哋点样预备去等候见主。
that we may know how to prepare ourselves in our waiting for the Lord.
我哋有啲祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，我哋何等嘅愿意，你用着你嘅话嚟照明我哋。
Lord, we are willing for you to use your word to enlighten us.
我哋深深嘅知道，你爱惜我哋系比较爱惜其他一切都多。
Lord, we know that you love us more dearly than any other.
因为你要将我哋系照着你嘅形象嚟被造出嚟。
Because you have created us according to your own image.
你要把你自己所有嘅作为我哋嘅赏赐。
And you want, in fact, to give all that you are to us.
我哋向你低头敬拜。
We bow and worship you.
但愿我哋嘅主，你叫我哋从里头深深嘅体会到你作工嘅手所带嚟嘅各样嘅祝福。
Lord, help us to see from within, in fact, the way of your working and blessing.
更宝贝嘅，叫我哋去明白你作工嘅心意。
And that we will also know the purpose of your work.
主，我哋称颂你。
Lord, we praise you.
因为地虽然有好多嘅改变。
Although there are many changes in this world,
人有好多嘅堕落
，and men have a great downfall.
但呢一切都冇影响到你自己嘅信实。
This has not affected your own faithfulness.
亦冇影响到嘅你永远唔改变嘅事实。
And it hasn't changed the fact that you are unchangeable.
主啊，我哋话昨日、今日直到永远，你冇改变。
Lord, we say, in fact, you are the same today, yesterday, today, and forever.
因此求主俾我哋喺你面前对你嘅拣选，我哋亦确定。
Lord, and we will make certain of our choices before you.
我哋唔甘心对你有任何嘅改变。
Lord, we are not willing to change in any way before you.
求主带领我哋行走合你心意嘅路，直到见你面嘅日子。
Lord, we pray, in fact, you will help us to run on this way until we see you face to face.
我哋咁样祈祷仰望，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We ask and we look upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus.